This is your captain. I want to thank you for flying Oceanic Flight 815. Oh, looks like we may have a little turbulence here, so please return to your seats, because it looks like we're heading for a wipeout!
Hey, don't stand in front of that giant spinning jet engine. You'll get sucked in.
I can't hear you. I'm standing in front of a giant spinning jet engine, and I'm being sucked in.
Somewhere in the middle of the South Pacific, there's an island whose location is not specific. We're several dozen passengers of Oceanic Flight 815, crashed like the Titanic. They are hiding from a smoggy beast that's quite horrific, in a bunker with a scientific hieroglyphic. But Ben is saying, come on babies, don't you panic, cause I'm gonna be your very own satanic mechanic. Dr. Jack will be their leader and will help them all survive. Now he's taking care of much more than a party of five, and he'll get them off the island no matter what the cost. At least that's what he tells himself. But now, just like your luggage, they're lost. Everybody get lost. The other's a cost. While Desmond gets sauced. There's a newborn boy named Aaron, and that baby is Claire's. Now the Aussie kid can play with all the local polar bears who are lost. Now Kate was on the run, could really use a lawyer. She don't know if she loves Jack or loves that con man Sawyer. When they need explosives, Sai knows just how to bomb it. And poor Charlie never really kicked his heroin hobbit. It appeals to the mundanes, it appeals to the geeks, like the movie Castaway starring the cast of Twin Peaks. And will Michael be forgiven by the friends he double-crossed? His son Walt made it home, but his dog, just like the rest of us, are lost. Not everybody gets lost. Judith's son is star-crossed, cause her dad's a mob boss. There's no Blu-ray discs or iPhones, no, not even an Atari. Just that crazy crotch from Zoe, who is also a Minbari, who's lost.
Hello, I'm Dr. Marvin Candle. Welcome to this Dharma Initiative drum solo. Your job is to dance the dance of your choice, be it the twist, Watusi, or bad robot. Our psychologist will take notes on you and then pick new contestants for ABC's Dancing with the Stars. Namaste!
Everybody say four!
Four!
Punch the button, it'll send you round the bay, and in 108 minutes, we can do it all again!
Yay!
Shabak had a failed relationship with Peggy Bundy. But on the island, he's a badass Crocodile Dundee. He can build a trap and bassinet with no screwdriver. And he'd win $1 million if he was on Survivor. Yeah, the Hansel Corporation will be working every angle. It's like Lord of the Flies in the Bermuda Triangle. After Hurley won the lottery, his cash was albatross. Now he's chilling on the beach where no one notices the weight he ain't lost.
Everybody get lost. Beds own holocaust. Dharma bodies were tossed.
The Oceanic Six is in a hell installed. They're rolling. Island in the twilight zone. Is it faith or is it science or coincidence or fate? If it happens during sleeps, who cares? The ratings will be great. Thanks to that guy J.J. Abrams, every week the fans will cringe. Is that monster Cloverfield or are they living on the fringe?
Man, I better wrap this up because it's gone on far too long, or I just might flash back to a completely different song and get lost.